Good morning, everyone. This morning, I want to have a conversation about something that's not always easy to talk about. Sometimes, in our effort to get rid of what is wrong, we can actually create more problems. Let me tell you a story. A little bitty story to illustrate this. A disciple once asked his master, "How can I recognize evil in the world?" I'm sure some of us, we've talked about this is evil, that is evil, and all of that. He wants to know, inquiring minds wants to know. The master took him into the kitchen. His wife was making bread, and there was flour spread out on the table. And mixed into the flour were these tiny little black insects. Some people already say, "Oh, I'm not good." The master looked at the disciple and said, "Separate them." So the disciple starts picking them out, one at a time. He's looking very carefully not to miss any, and he's getting more and more determined to get every single one. But as he's doing this, he's spilling flour all over the floor. And finally, the master says, essentially, "Stop." He takes the flour, insects and all, and puts it into the dough. And then he says something very interesting. "The oven will know what to do. You won't." I'm sure some of us were wondering, okay, where is this going? Now, that's a very short story. But I think there's a lot in it. Don't you think so? Don't I think so? Because how many times do we do exactly what the disciple was doing? Think about it. We try to pick out the insects. We try to fix everything. We try to make everything perfect. We try to fix a relationship. We try to change another person. I know people have tried to change me. "Well, you're supposed to be here, but you're running the..." We try to go back and fix something that happened 10 years ago. Isn't that true? We try to remove every mistake we've ever made. And sometimes we become so focused on what is wrong that we forget about everything that is right. Wouldn't that be great if we remember frequently everything that is right? We are so busy picking out the insects, we spill the flower. Have you ever done that? I know I have, and it's all right. And that's something I think all of us can ask ourselves. And it's okay to ask if you want or not, but I'm sure I would like to know. Where in my life am I trying too hard to control something? I would like to know that, won't you? Where am I trying to fix something that maybe needs time? I think last week you guys heard me when I said, I learned in 1975. I'm going to ask school principal and say, well, we want it now, now, now. And he says, the answer is no, no, no. Everything takes time. There's a protocol to everything. I'd like to know, where am I trying to fix something that maybe needs time? We all can surely use the time, can't we? To grow up and wise, can't we? I know I need the time to grow up and wise. Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Where am I trying to remove every imperfection when perhaps some of those experiences are actually part of my growth? Have you not experienced that later on? What did they say? 2020 is a, you know, like, oh, I was trying to get rid of it. Now look at where I am. I am so grateful for that. There's a wonderful teaching in the Gospel of Matthew that speaks to this. In Matthew 13, that is New Testament for those of you who are not into the Bible or anything like that, of the Christian Bible. Jesus tells the story of the wheat. The wheat, we all know the wheat that turns into rice and bread, wheat bread and all of that. And the weeds, and they are not talking about marijuana now. And the servant wants to go into the field and pull out the weeds. But they are told, essentially, let them grow together until the harvest. You can just picture that. And for those of you who know one or two things about gardening, sometimes you have to just let the weed, and eventually when you feel like clearing up, then you clear them up and then the others can have a breathing space. Now, that doesn't mean we ignore what is wrong. It doesn't mean we allow destructive behavior to continue. There are times when we have to speak up. And there are times when we need boundaries. And of course, there are times when we need to walk away. But one thing it does suggest, it suggests something very important. We don't always know what the final outcome is going to be, is it? I bet you if we all do, some of the things, emotions we've gone through, we won't go through that, will we? Actually, some of the people we voted for, we wouldn't have voted for if we know what the outcome would be. Some of the relationships we have, we wouldn't have had them if we know, what the outcome would be. And I know, and I'm sure some of you have experienced that, where somebody said, well, I thought this was leading somewhere. If you're not going to marry me or do what, then I think I'm tired of wasting my time. Isn't that so? But initially, if they know, they wouldn't probably broach that relationship. They said, yeah, I like you, but homie, don't play that. Sometimes we have to allow life to unfold. Sometimes we need to allow time to do its work. Sometimes we need to allow experience to teach us. Sometimes we need to allow grace to work on something that we're trying desperately to fix ourselves. When we say grace, we're talking about God now. That is what grace is. But sometimes we want to fix everything. And then when we find out we've not been given the capacity or the bandwidth, that's what I was looking for, to fix it. And maybe that's what the oven represents. The oven represents the larger process that we don't completely understand. And that larger process could be time. We need time. You know, the plants need time to grow. It could be life. When we see a little baby, we don't know how that life will turn out to be. Some of the babies, they will even maybe like, well, this one's not good. Turns out to be famous. I mean, when you look at the baby, can you tell if they're going to be famous or not, unless you go to a prophet or something, or an oracle? So part of that larger process could be growth. Not until we grow up and fill with wisdom, we might not be able to appreciate something. Part of that larger process could be grace. That grace of the infinite spirit. And that larger process will also be God, the spirit within us. So whatever word you want to use for the larger wisdom, because sometimes the oven knows what to do and we don't. And I think there's a little humility in admitting that, isn't it? We don't have to solve everything today. And some of us, yeah, we want to. We don't have to understand everything today. That one speaks volume to me. I want to understand everything today. Maybe you are just like me. We don't have to fix everybody today. Well, our country is still struggling, isn't it? Because we want to fix some of the politicians we don't like. And we certainly don't have to fix ourselves all at once. What we can do is pay attention. It's like, attention is like stillness. Be still and know that I'm God. Learn to listen to learn. That's attention, isn't it? We can notice what is happening inside us when we pay attention. We can say, okay, I see what's happening here. And then we can make a different choice. And perhaps that's really the spiritual practice that we're being encouraged. Not spending our entire lives trying to find the evil in everybody else. Remember what the disciple asked? But becoming conscious of what is happening within ourselves. Because the dividing line between good and evil doesn't simply run between one person and another. It runs through every human heart, isn't it? It runs through mine. It runs through yours. We all have things we're proud of. Don't you have things you are proud of? And we all have things we're still working on. That's an euphemism for saying things we're not proud of. Things we're still working on. But the fact remains, we're all growing. We're all becoming. So perhaps this week, when you find yourself trying to pick out all the insects in your life, in my life, maybe we should stop for a moment. Take a breath. And ask yourself, as I will ask myself, am I picking out the insects and spilling the flower? Maybe there's something I need to do. Maybe there's a boundary I need to establish. Well, you know, okay, this I give to the Lord. Maybe there's a truth I need to speak. We've all heard that if you keep bottling things up, at one point when you least expect, you will just explode. And there goes the nuclear weapon out of your belly, out of your mind. So maybe sometimes we need to speak and say, look, this dog will not hunt. But maybe after I have done what is mine to do, and you have done what is yours to do, then we need to let go. Maybe you and I need to trust the process that God has established for all creation. God didn't go to sleep in slumber. God knows exactly how things will turn out because God created everything. So maybe we need to trust the process. Maybe I and you need to trust that we don't have to control every outcome. Because sometimes, the oven, we know what to do, and I won't, and you won't. And maybe that's okay. Thank you for this conversation.